ever heard of phobophobia? A bizarre sounding word, huh? It is being afraid of being afraid. Having anxiety about possibly having anxiety. It's being depressed because we might get depressed. Phobophobia. It's a compounding of something that was already going on, like feeling stupid about feeling stupid, and now you feel real stupid. Or being angry about being angry, and now you're just raging angry. It reminds me of a ride at the fair when I was a boy called the Octopus, where the riders were slammed to the outside as their seats spun to the outside, and then slammed to the inside as their seats were spun toward the center of the ride, all in a slingshot motion. Slammed to one side, then slammed to the other. Back and forth till your stomach just turns. And yes, I have been one of those people who, when slung hard to the outside of that fast-spinning fair ride, I have been one of those whose stomach contents needed to exit my body fast. Interestingly, those in the throes of pending calamity suffer phobophobia. Pounded by fear and then pounded by the fear of having fear. The symptoms of many other anxiety disorders, like panic attacks and generalized anxiety disorder, often exist in the grip of phobophobia. But listen to this. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. And that's from Romans 8:28. Do you believe that? I mean, really, really believe that? We quote the verse when saying things are upside down in our lives. When there's a contrary wind blowing and our thinking just goes back and forth, never settling in a decision. We tell people we believe it, but our behavior often speaks a different story. Why don't we question ourselves about our unbelief? It's not a hard question. We just don't do it. Are we afraid of the answer? Afraid someone will find us out and we may not be like we hope others see us? It is the spirit of faith that sees the good answer, which is still invisible in bad circumstances. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. All things means all things, and God is not simply using those words to make us feel good. He's giving us something to grip to in times of trouble. The firm expectation of good is anchored in the Scripture and encourages us to not be entrenched in the firm expectation of bad. That would be dismal forebodings. How long will our bitterness over what did not happen in our lives prevent us from extending our hands of prayer and healing to others? When our expectations don't happen, and we're so very disappointed, isn't it really self-centered to refuse to give to others because we're mad at God for what did not happen? And then we brood around, moody, burdened with anxiety, just straight out refusing to even listen to the stories of healing and redemption because that's not what happened to us. These calamities, which seem to easily beset us, these preoccupying, dismal forebodings that swirl around in our minds, worrying because we're worrying, scared because we might be scared. They're like potholes in the road, and we have to learn to swerve around them on the way to wherever it is God is taking us to. When I was a young man, the town I lived in was very rural, and once you got out of town, most of the roads were dirt with a serious ditch on each side and very little shoulder for mistakes. We had potholes and cracks in the road you could get lost in. They could be anywhere, and there was no notice of one around a corner. my brother wrecked his car because of a huge pothole. He hit the hole so hard, it blew a tire, bent the front end, and ran into the ditch. Calamity comes to everyone, regardless of how mature you are in Christ, how learned you are, or how prepared you are. Calamity, like potholes and washboarded roads, they are on everybody's path to where God takes them. Rather than being swept aside by calamity and allowing downward spiraling expectations to control us, maybe we should get better at driving around them, learning to navigate them better. We can't live in wishcraft, saying,
"By faith, the holes in the road aren't there."
Because the truth is, they are there. We must wake up and learn to drive better.